This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Derek and Zach. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Wednesday. We're almost there. We're hanging out. It's a beautiful morning. It's game week. The Buffalo Bills get ready to take on the Baltimore Ravens this Sunday night. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer along the ride here from 10 to 12. We'll hear from Sal Capaccio in just about a half hour as the Bills get back on the practice field. We'll have our first injury report of the week a little bit later on in the afternoon. We'll get a word in on the Baltimore Ravens. Kyle Goon of the Baltimore Banner will join us at 11 a.m. But to kind of start today, a little bit of a vibe check. How are we feeling? It's the midpoint of the week. Some of us had a shorter work week due to Labor Day, so thank goodness for that. But now we're at the midpoint. As I mentioned, first injury reports. It's week one. The season starts tomorrow.
Starts tomorrow, continues Friday. We get a break from NFL football on Saturday, but not a break from football. The first weekend of college football was fantastic. I know you might have slightly different opinion on that.
I'm fine.
But
we move on.
Exactly. And here we are heading into Sunday. And I loved something that the morning show talked about, which was the perception around the team. The fact that I agree with Jeremy wholeheartedly that the Bills have fixed their perception. At the very least, they fixed the damage that the drought has caused in the past. They fixed it. That nobody thinks about that. The only time you'll get something about the drought is if you are hanging out with like five of your buddies in somebody's garage and somebody just goes, hey, remember Aaron Schobel? Like, that's the only way the drought gets brought up now. Mm-hmm. The Bills have undone the damage of the drought. And I do think that their perception is as one of the better teams in the NFL now. Again, the one thing that Joe brought up, though, was about nerves of... they got to get this done, though. At the end of the day, you do have to get it done. And I'm sitting here getting ready for Sunday, and I'm kicking my feet back. You want to know why? This isn't what I'd call a win-win scenario, but it's definitely not the worst week one matchup that you can get. Bills and Ravens, it is two of the top teams in the NFL on national television. Say what happened in the regular season last year and week four happens again. And the Bills get stomped around in their primetime matchup against Baltimore. And it happens for the second time in 2 years. I could still turn around and go, everything's fine. Why? Because I could still reliably count on the Bills to get 12 wins in the year, the division. And if the AFC cannibalizes itself this year, you still have a somewhat realistic chance at the one seed no matter what happens in this game. because you are who you are, you're in the division that it is. Feels weird, doesn't it? Being on the other side of that, already knowing that you should at least at minimum have four division wins. I'm going to give some respect to at least one of these random teams. But if you do anything less than four division wins this year, something has gone catastrophically wrong. It's simple to me to say, it's fine. Take the week for what it is, which is the first NFL game of the season, and don't get too low about this. It has to be something where, yeah, it would be incredibly frustrating if they don't win again. But as long as the Bills have Josh Allen playing the way that he does, I have full confidence that they're going to break through. And I'm not worried about calling anything a do or die year because I'm confident that it is going to happen anyway. Is that wrong? Maybe. But I'm not worried about it. And I know that that's not a common opinion, but I am perfectly fine with putting it out there that, yeah, I feel great.
I mean, I feel great. Don't get me wrong. And week one is also somewhat of a mirage for many teams. Like, you could dominate your week one opponent, opener, what have you. It's great. Everything's awesome. Look at the Saints last year. It wasn't even just week one. It was like the first month. They looked like an offensive wagon, just scoring over everybody. Everything looked so weak. And then they fell apart, right? Bears start 4-2. Cincinnati kind of regularly starts pretty bad, but can turn it around. And while it doesn't lead the playoffs the last 2 years, they start bad but really turn it on at the end of the year. Mm-hmm. You know, Buffalo has lost some pretty stinkers, you know, in week one games. You lose to a bad Pittsburgh team. Zach Wilson starts as the Jets quarterback. Yeah. You almost lost to the Arizona Cardinals last year. Like, they haven't been – I mean, they're 4-2 in Josh Allen week one starts. Mm-hmm. Baltimore's also, funny enough, 4-2 in Lamar Jackson week one starts. So they're very equal in that sense. But they have not been the prettiest of games, don't get me wrong. But on that point, like, for me, it's less of the I'm nervous it won't get done and week one won't change anything. It's, for me, it's just more I'm less nervous about week one as a complete and utter entity, where it's just it's getting the ball rolling. You want to win, and to be fair, and this will happen, I think, for anybody, if they go out there and they smoke the Ravens or they just beat them, I think most of us will be sitting here kind of in the same vein as the Rams opener from a few years ago, where, oh, man, this is a coronation. Here we go. They're doing this with a questionable secondary, a lot of new pieces on defense. Some guys who might be key contributors are suspended for the first 6 weeks. You know, like, they're doing all of this. This is great. This is amazing. Look how awesome we are. And sometimes that can be fool's gold, right? Like, I brought up the mirage. But I think for week one, it is just more we get the ball rolling. They can still absolutely be the one seed. It's not the nicest start to a season. You'd much rather it be the Saints, who they play in, what, week five? You know, I think Baltimore would probably say the same thing. They wish they were playing Cleveland and said Cincinnati's playing Cleveland. They both have to go through this, and both, fun enough, have the same issues. They both have that quote-unquote Kansas City problem, because you can argue Baltimore, who is 0-2 against Josh Allen and the Bills in the playoffs, have a Buffalo problem as well. But I think both teams would much rather start against a different opponent. We already know for the Ravens, Isaiah Likely, at least through reports, is going to be out this game. They've had other guys as well who picked up injuries that they maybe don't know are going to be able to play, Jair Alexander being one of them, Patrick Ricard, their fullback, who's pretty instrumental to their run game. It's not, you know, it's not end-all be-all, I think, for either team. Most of us expect the 11-12 wins for either. I think the difference for me, and like you brought up, Derek, is the division. Baltimore does not have the easiest path to 5-1 in the division, 4-2 in the division. I mentioned Cincinnati. They're always a tough out for Baltimore. Pittsburgh is regularly a pretty tough out for Baltimore. Those games are really aggressive, where for the Bills, you know, Elijah Vera Tucker for the Jets looks to be out for a long period of time after picking, I believe, an arm injury that he's going to have surgery. I think I saw the report from Diana Rossini. New England is a complete and utter unknown. Most people like them. They think they're better, but they were atrocious last year. So how much really is better? And then the Dolphins seem to be completely going in the wrong direction. They are not in any kind of way good vibes, good feelings around them. I think that's a big part of it for me is just, and I've mentioned it, like, I've been preaching patience. A lot of that has come from the injuries they picked up in the offseason. Bishop has missed some time in training camp. Max Harrison missed almost all of training camp and will miss at least the first 4 weeks. That's not ideal. So the expectation is the defense will not be what it's going to be in October, let alone December. And so that's where, for me, is I'm not going to be freaking out if the run defense or the pass defense isn't, you know, up to snuff, if third down defense isn't still great. But as the season goes along, I will get a little more nervous. I used to be where you were at with the, I just think they'll get it done. It's going to happen. Like, I just, you know, stay the course. I'm starting to sway a little bit there, to be perfectly honest. I'm starting to sway a little bit. The years have started to go on. They still can't get past the Chiefs in the first round. I've started to also look more at the NFC, and those teams are starting to get better. More talented young quarterbacks are starting to make their way over to the NFC as teams got worse. I mean, I'm a J.J. McCarthy truther. The Eagles look like a super team that could at least probably go for the next few years here. So I am starting to get a little nervous, and it does feel like the next two or three years has to be when they get through. The AFC West is loaded. It's not just the Chiefs anymore. They won't have a free gift to the division. It will be a battle. I already mentioned the AFC North. But if New England hits, the Bills in very short time will have a rival in the AFC East. And May is not Mac Jones. He is an elite physical talent that could, if he hits and they do right around him, could be able to, you know, kind of not necessarily do what Allen does, but in a certain sense, take a less talented team to 11-12 wins.
And I wanted to go back on something that you said about like the season openers and everything like that. Facing Baltimore kind of, I'm not going to say it excuses a loss, but you brought up the word Zach Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
The Bills have lost more frustrating week one openers with this group, this quarterback, this coach. They've lost a worse week one opener. Probably there's nothing more unforgivable than that. So if they lose to the Ravens, it's not Zach Wilson and the Jets. And that's not to forgive. You started 0-1. It's not great. As a matter of fact, if I tried to say that to the locker room, good luck to me on that endeavor. So the players would know. But for any fans that would be freaking out about it, just don't, is really how I'd say it. Try to keep your peace as long as you can.
Well, especially, we got 17 of these.
We got 17 of these. It is
a
marathon.
They will lose games.
Nothing is on fire if they lose week one against the Baltimore Ravens. I can assure you that. Please, believe me.
It's why I've absolutely moved away from, want a big week one game. No. Yeah. I want to play Cleveland. I want to play Arizona.
This
I just want to get the season underway.
This is literally, they don't ask how, they ask how many.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if you get a win, you get a win. If you get a loss, it's a loss. The how, I'm not worried about either one of them. But to get to the bigger point here, and that is, you know, what this season can be when it comes to stress levels for anyone watching or how imperative it is. And I think that this season in a pocket is kind of an evaluation as well. Because you mentioned it, the Chiefs now might have a harder road ahead than they have had in years past. The Bills currently do not. They may, for example, if New England were to step up. The North is still a brutal division that beats the heck out of each other.
Yeah, it's the North.
So with that, you should break through because I believe that you have the talent to do it anyway, right? Even in the circumstances that have been presented known as the Kansas City Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
And am I worried about them necessarily? No. Because the Bills are good enough. And throughout the years, they're also the only team that really pushes back in the AFC outside of Cincinnati. When it comes to Kansas City and Kansas City alone, Baltimore doesn't give them fits. Cincinnati gave them fits and then removed themselves from the conversation. Buffalo every year at least punches Kansas City in the mouth. The Chiefs could have had an undefeated season if not for the Bills, because they wouldn't have probably sat on the laurels with the Broncos game at that point. Maybe they actually try for an undefeated mm-hmm. season because they have a legitimate shot at it. So then for me, it is, again, the Bills are the ones that they get in the way, they stand up to you in Kansas City. That's why I'm not as concerned, because I do see a team that does beat the Chiefs. It's in the regular season, but they do it. And considering that hardly anybody else, literally only one team in the AFC one time has beaten the Chiefs in the postseason, I'm more confident in the team that pushes back, because they've shown me what nobody else does. The Chiefs will dominate an entire season, and they lose to the Bills. The Chiefs will have a 13-win season, but one of those losses is to the Bills. Yes, I understand the importance of making sure that it's done in January instead, or also.
Mm-hmm.
And in those games, the Bills don't roll over and die either. That's the important part. They will break through because they've shown that they can break through. That's why I'm not as worried. They've shown it to me. Now it just has to all come together in the right spot. Because outside, if the Bills lose to Kansas City, you can clip this, but I'm already going to have gone mad and I will not be able to comprehend it. Because then this becomes like the Toronto Maple Leafs against Game 7s kind of a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't know what to do at this point anymore. Then it becomes an all unsolvable question.
I think a lot of people know what they would do if that happens.
Yes.
We don't have to have that conversation today, but I think a lot of people know what
a lot of people probably know the next step that they'd want to take.
Mm-hmm.
And I might not disagree at that point, because then it's what, you've lost 6 in a row in the playoffs to these guys. You clearly have a problem. But let's get to there first, honestly, is where it is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to worry about necessarily, oh, like this might be a do-or-die season, for example. If...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's week one. Like, try to enjoy it the best that we can right now and let the stress levels all inflate in January.
Right.
Let's all get there together. We don't have to start at 100. We could start at zero. And then as the season gets closer to January and like we're getting closer to the time where the stress level should be higher, let's all get high blood pressure together, okay?
803-0550, the number to call. Vibe check as we're at the midpoint of the week. We'll get injury report later on this afternoon. The Bills will be practicing a little after noon. Sal Capaccio going to jump on the show a little under 15 minutes from now. But let's go to the phones here, and we'll start today off with Brandon on the line. Brandon, how are we doing today?
I'm doing good, fellas. How are you doing?
Doing well.
I just want to call in real quick, and I just want to say I think the mentality of having where – the do or bust mentality is kind of a good mentality that I think Buffalo or Bills Mafia should have at this point. I know a lot of the players, I don't know when it was, but I think they interviewed Deion Dawkins and they asked him, do we have the do or bust mentality? And he said, no. He said, basically, they know they're going to get the job done, so on and so forth. The reason why I think that's a very dangerous mentality for us, because I just look at Josh Allen and I look at how long, and I know this is a stupid question, but how much longer can Josh Allen do the things that he do and pull off the things that he pulls off? And how much longer can we have Josh Allen? Or will we go a whole another 3 years or 4 years? And hopefully I know that we'll get it done, but let's say if we don't, will we be the team that got there but could have gotten done with Josh Allen and now we got to go through the draft pick to get another quarterback just like him? So the reason why I say that the do or bust mentality is kind of a good thing to have, where I just feel the AFC is getting, the competition around you is getting better and better. Like you say, even the NFC, they're getting better over there. But look in our backyard, like the Patriots, they might be good this year. The Jets might be good. Miami, we all say they're going to be bad, but what if Miami's good? You know, I just feel like the competition around us is getting better and better. And I just feel like, when is it going to get done? And I feel like the do or bust mentality is very, very needed, in my opinion, because if you have that relaxed mentality, well, we'll get it done. Every year, I just feel like, how long can Josh go in his prime? How better can you be from MVP, or how better can Josh have a better year than he had last year? And that's all I wanted to say, man. I just want to say thank you guys for the good work, and I'll listen in.
Thanks, Brandon.
For players, the do-or-die mentality is great. For fans, it might be unhealthy, is probably the best way I'll say it. Like, yes, we take this in within this city, and it does mean something, and it means something probably heavier within Buffalo than it does in other cities. But at the end of the day, to be a fan and say there is a do-or-die mentality, that's not healthy, especially in 1 year. You mentioned even in the call, Brandon, that within the next 3 or 4 years, context matters. Because in those next 3 or 4 years, is it just Kansas City still? Did Baltimore finally break through? Did another team emerge? Or is this an entire AFC, you're fraudulent, conversation? Context will matter in that. But that's also 3 or 4 years down the line. It is not now. It is not this year. And we've did this a couple years ago when it was all the bring the band back together for one last ride. I think it was 2022 or 23. Both of those years, actually. Where it's the last hurrah with this current core. And in 2023, we were all miserable. Because they were not playing up to par. But it was also the higher expectations. It's not the healthiest thing in the world to have a do-or-die mindset for a fan. The locker room, I believe the locker room is going to have it. Why? Because they know that careers are not going to be something that are held onto forever. So try to enjoy it for what it is, which is, this is a good team. And you're in the conversation every year. The thing that is going to be the driving force is, can they break through? Because we, here, media, fans, we have nothing to do with it at the end of the day. There's nothing we can say or do that makes a difference. And I know that that sounds like a cop-out.
Mm-hmm.
But this is also the reality. The locker room, I think, has the right mindset, because the way Deion Dawkins talked about it is also confidence. And if you're a pro athlete, you better have confidence.
Yeah, it needs to be almost irrational. I think for me, though, I can understand a fan that feeling, because I somewhat get there as well. No, you don't want to have the do-or-die mentality, and I can understand it can be a little unhealthy, but you also don't want to be, and I think you're right, too, with this city in particular, you don't want to have another generation effectively has their 4 Super Bowl straight losses. Just this would be, oh, cool, instead of being second fiddle to Dallas, you're second fiddle to Kansas City. You couldn't even make it to the Super Bowl because the dynasty of the era was in the AFC. You don't want to almost have that become like a rite of passage in the city, is that eventually you're going to have to deal with having a generational team that's going to be awesome. You'll love every second of it, and in the end, it'll suck. And that's, I think, where most people get the worries, the fears from. Like, I'm almost there with Brandon, where like you do start to sit there and think about the long term of like, okay, how many more drafts before we are having a genuine conversation of, guys, we need to draft Josh's replacement? You want to have a Super Bowl already in-house at that point. And to Jeremy's point from this morning, you don't want to get there to where winning a Super Bowl is not a joyous occasion, but a relief. I, though, will somewhat disagree. I think winning any sports championship is somewhat of a relief. There is, of course, the jubilation, the excitement. But I think for most fandoms, it is a thank goodness we finally did it, or thank goodness we did it, because either you had high expectations, you met them, awesome, or you're a team like Cleveland, Buffalo, Detroit, Houston, Jacksonville, Carol, these teams that have never won a Super Bowl, thank bleep we finally did it. I think there's always going to be that sense of it's over, thank goodness. You just don't want it to completely envelop an era of an organization. And the Bills of this era are getting dangerously close to that. Now, you've brought up the context matters. Really, Cincinnati's been the only team to get through. They lost their one opportunity against the Rams, sure. But Baltimore does still have two Super Bowl championships. They've won it in two different eras. Now, ultimately, with Ray Lewis and some of those defensive guys still being there. But they won their championships. Buffalo doesn't have that yet. And I think that's where it does become almost more painful for many of these organizations is even with this generational quarterback, Allen will likely retire as a top 10 QB, regardless of Super Bowl wins or not, like guys like Dan Marino. But you want to look back at that era, because let's be honest, that's where Super Bowl wins come from. They come from generational players. You won't get this guy again, what have you. You don't want to leave that era going, great, and what'd we get out of it? Division titles? Yeah, how much does that mean in professional sports? 803-0550, the number to call. Sal Capaccio joins the show next. The Bills are back at practice today a little after noon. We'll hear from Sean McDermott at 11:45, hopefully getting an update on Trey White. But we'll hear from Sal coming up next. Stay tuned for that. You're listening to Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall. Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.